You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, and I am the senior pastor here at Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you on a Sunday morning. Our services, Sunday morning at 10:30. Wednesday nights, we meet at 6 o'clock for our midweek Bible study. And we are in the book of Acts. We left off looking at Ananias and Sapphira, Acts chapter 5. And that's about where we're going to pick it up here this Wednesday. Here on Sunday, now this coming Sunday is going to be the last installment of this little series I'm on here, Tomorrow's Newspaper. We looked at the two witnesses 2 weeks ago. And of course, these programs, if you go to islandcommunitychurch.net, you'll find the link on there. I think it says a prior broadcast or past sermons. If you click on that, it'll be right there. You'll see every sermon I've preached for 10 years here at this church available right there on the website. Again, islandcommunitychurch.net. 2 weeks ago was the two witnesses. Here today and tomorrow, you're about to hear the Antichrist. We're going to look at 9 character traits of the Antichrist. God's got a lot to say about this man. And as a matter of fact, we can know more about him than he knows about himself. The Bible has a lot to say. That's what we're going to be here coming up in a minute. But once again, I do invite you here on this Sunday where we're looking at the false prophet. We'll be in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18, as we look at the false prophet, someone who I believe is going to claim to be Elijah the prophet, and then point to the Bible, Malachi chapter 4, where God says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible or dreadful day of the Lord." I think this man's going to point to the Bible to prove who he is, and he's going to call fire down out of heaven. Hasn't been seen since the days of Elijah. That's where we're looking at here this Sunday morning. I encourage you to come by Island this week. Worship the Lord here at his house here in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you. Okay, here we go today with the character traits of the Antichrist.
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Thanks, Carol Esposito, for this wonderful work she does on these slides. Thank you, wife. It's really good. Character traits of the Antichrist. Actually, we're in this little mini-series here, and for some unknown reason, the Lord's got me back in prophecy here for a couple weeks. It's very intimidating that it's come down to this, that I believe we're this close. One of the members of our church said to me not long ago, every time I hear the name Antichrist, I get fearful and afraid. And she's not alone. Many others feel that way as well. But let me say this. By the time we are done with this sermon, the Antichrist will be fearful of you instead of you fearful of him. Friends, you guys got to understand as we move along, you've got this man under your feet. He's got nothing on you. Nothing. You know, don't let the image of Hollywood deceive you. Bible has a lot to say about this man. We can know more about the Antichrist than he knows about himself. You're in for a surprise in this sermon. That is, I think you might be surprised at just how much about this man God is about to show you this morning. So, who is the Antichrist? What does the Bible say about him? What will he be like? Most of people's mental pictures for whom this man is comes from movies. But once again, what does the Bible say about him? Who does the Bible say that he is? Again, let's stop for a minute and pray. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray and ask you for wisdom, insight, revelation, knowledge into your word here this morning. Lord, we come humbly before you here this morning. We pray for your insight. Help us to know and understand your word at this time. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. What does the word Antichrist mean? The Greek word antichristos is found in the Apostle John's writings. In two of his epistles that he wrote, here's one reference. I'm going to ask you guys to turn to the other one. The book of 1 John in the back of your Bible. 1 John chapter 4. We're going to read a verse from there in a moment. So you go past Hebrews, if you're unfamiliar with this little book. You go past Hebrews, go past James, go past 1 and 2 Peter, and then you'll see 1 John. The first one I want to read to you is 1 John 2:18. John says, little children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist, notice it's a capital A in your Bible, a proper name. See, it's not Hollywood that calls him this. The Bible calls him this. Paul calls him the man of sin. John calls this person the Antichrist. So again, I'm reading to you now out of 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. By this we know it is the last hour. So let me read one more to you now. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Actually, pick it up in verse 2. It says, by this we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ, now this is the Spirit in a person, okay? We're not talking about my friend Harvey, some invisible spirit or Casper. He's talking the spirit inside a man and inside a woman. Your spirit, the part that goes up when you die and leave this world. Angels are going to come and escort your spirit up to be absent from the bodies, present with the Lord. It's the spirit inside of you. So every spirit that does not confess, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Really, we should read that every spirit that confesses that Jesus the Messiah has come. Everyone that believes and confesses that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was the Messiah. Everyone who God has given ears to hear. Everyone who understands that Jesus is the Messiah, John says, is of God. And every spirit that does not confess, there's that word again, homo legeo, agree with God. Everyone that does not confess that Jesus Christ or that the Messiah has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Wow. These people that you meet, seemingly innocent people, Jews, a lot of Jews, well, we don't believe that the Messiah has come yet.
Look at what's transpired behind the scenes. If you don't believe Jesus is the Christ, you have been infected with the spirit of Antichrist. The Greek word antichristos is a compound word. Christos means anointed or the anointed one, like where our word christening comes from. And the word anti actually means instead of and alternative to or in place of. Now that's about more like it, isn't it? An alternative to. Anything instead of Jesus, right? Out here in the world today. That's the world's response. Give me someone. Give me anything. Anyone instead of Jesus. Someone that won't make me give up my lifestyle and my sin. We call it easy believism. At no cost to me. If that's what you want this morning, then the Antichrist is your man. Easy believism that costs you nothing? Jesus said, pick up your cross. Billy Graham used to say, that's like strapping an electric chair to the top of your SUV. Following Jesus costs you something. It costs you everything. The end times Antichrist certainly can't appear on the scene claiming to be Jesus Christ, because no one other than the Lord would ever say he's Jesus Christ other than mentally ill people. Because if you haven't noticed, the world doesn't care too much for Jesus Christ. Have you noticed that? No, this man's going to be an alternative to. He's going to be instead of Jesus. An alternative to Jesus, where everything is allowed. Sin doesn't matter. Your lifestyle is fine with him. Go ahead, marry your cat like they do in England. He won't care as long as you pledge allegiance to him. Marry your cat. To each his own. That's what they say in the country now, don't they? Facebook, I've heard, has over 50 different genders you can claim that you are. 50. Whatever you feel like today. Now, just like tomorrow's newspaper, the Bible's told us quite a bit about this mysterious man. Now, today I want to build a dossier like an FBI file for you to keep in your Bible. You've heard of the Steele dossier. Well, today we're looking at Jehovah's dossier. And this one wasn't paid for by any politician. Character traits of the Antichrist. I've got 9 points this time. We had 20 last week. We got 9 today to share with you this morning. For each of these points, of course, I'm going to give you the scripture reference to back it up. Same as last week. Number one, the Antichrist is Roman. Or is tied to Rome in some way. Now this book, the scripture verse, Daniel 9:26. These verses are on the handout as well, okay? Now the book of Daniel is the companion book to the book of Revelation. Daniel wrote this about the Antichrist. He said in Daniel 9:26, the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Now, the people who destroyed Jerusalem were Romans in 70 AD. Emperor Titus was his name, who leveled the temple and burnt down the city in 70 AD. So, the prince who is to come, again, let me read that verse to you. The people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. So the prince who is to come is related to Rome. Could he be an apostate pope? Perhaps. Here's another verse out of Daniel. Daniel says, after this, I saw in the night visions, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. Now, he's talking about Rome. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. And as I was considering the horn, there was another horn, a little horn, coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking pompous words. Now let me explain that to you. Daniel had a vision of all the major kingdoms that would be in place until the Lord Jesus returns and puts a stop to all this nonsense in the world. World kingdoms as it relates to Israel. So this last beast, this fourth beast, is widely believed to be Rome. Now, out of Rome is going to come this little horn, the last end times ruler we know as the Antichrist. Haven't you ever heard of the Italian horn before? I used to wear one when I was a kid. That's where this comes from the Bible, right here in this verse I read to you. If I only would have known. Well, actually, back in the day, I wouldn't give a rip. I'd still wear it back then. Now that I know. But this malignant spirit is in the world today, infecting people. John said it's in the world today. It's a spirit. It's infecting people. Preparing, it's paving the way. It's his own John the Baptist. Preparing the way for this guy. All right, point number two. Facebook might edit this one, but here we go. The Antichrist may be homosexual. I think he will be, but so I don't get sued, I'll put maybe. Book, chapter, oh, I can hear it now. All right, Esposito, where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked that question. Daniel 11:37, it says this. Speaking of Antichrist, obviously, he will regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desire for women, nor regard any God. He will exalt himself above them all. Again, that's Daniel 11:37. Now, for years, I did not understand the significance of this verse, but boy, do I ever understand it now. This world is going to throw the biggest, most outlandish party you've ever seen for a homosexual world ruler today. Or I should say, you know, before it would have been outlandish, but now, if you're a homosexual, you are exalted, loved, and respected. And then his face will be on all the beer cans around here. You see, this malignant spirit is infecting people today. John said it's already in the world, infecting people, preparing people. Nero was homosexual. He was one of the first antichrists you'll see. You notice them. They hate Jews, like Hitler. Here's a late addition to this. If the man does not have the desire for women, could that mean he is a pope or a Catholic priest? Oh, wait, they're gay too. But they said, oh, there's nothing to see here. We know only 7% of all Catholic priests are gay child molesters. There's nothing to see. I call that a problem. But what do? Send him to another parish where no one's heard of him. This malignant spirit's infecting people all around us. This is how you can spot one of them. They don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. And you're seeing sexual preference? I'm not making this stuff up. It's in the Word. Would that surprise you now? Notice we're batting 1,000 regarding popes. Comes from Rome, and he doesn't give a rip about women. We're 2 for 2. Point number 3. The Antichrist is dead or has already lived. Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. We looked at this, wasn't it last week? The two witnesses. Now remember, before I read this verse, the book of Revelation is a book of symbols. Understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. The dragon is who, church? The lamb is who? The beast is who? Antichrist. So when you read, it says, I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, and he had two horns. He had, how does it go again? I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. That's easy to understand. That's a counterfeit Christian. Someone who's going to pretend to be a Christian, but inside they're going to be a dragon. So understand the symbolism. Understand what the symbols mean, and then you'll understand the book of Revelation. Now let me read this verse. When the two witnesses finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, notice where he comes from. Notice he doesn't come from Long Island or Houston. Why would it surprise you that he's supernatural? When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So again, why would this surprise you if this man's already lived? We've looked in the past at all of God's end times players who have been on standby in God's green room for countless generations, waiting for this day to come. The two witnesses were supernatural. They were alive in the days of the prophets. So again, why would this point surprise you? Build your dossier here. Refer to it often. Don't expect him to originate from Jerusalem or Babylon. He ascends, out of the bottomless pit. He might come out of Rome, but he's ascending out of the bottomless pit. He's already lived. And from the bottomless pit, he will return. Only thing is, he's taken 5 billion people with him. He's taken as many with him as you guys didn't reach. He's taking as many with him that you guys didn't reach. Also, Revelation 13:3 says he has a mortal head wound.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Oh, justice.